Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
God. Just thank God for the day. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be granted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we love you and we need you. We come surrendering all over to you right now, God. All that we offer, all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Touch in the heart and mind. Everyone that's on the line today, oh God, you know exactly what we need, oh God. Lord, so we ask, oh God, because we know that you are a way maker. We know, oh God, you to be our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, our healer, our redeemer, our store. All that we need is in you. So, Lord, we come to receive today by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you help us with our unbelief, oh God, so that we can receive the miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Come on, everybody. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Prophetess T-Shirt. Many, I thank you all for being with me here on today. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage someone today to trust God. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I need you to understand that the devil has people in positions just like God does, that's working against you, that's working against your favor, that's working against your blessing, that's working against your healing. They're trying to corrupt your mind and having you to think outside of the will of God. But I want you to know today that God is still in control. Amen. Will you give it all over to God? Will you speak to that thing and decree and declare that I am victorious right now in every situation that's concerning me and all that I care and love about in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Knowing that the finished work was done on the cross when Jesus sent your friends and said, it is finished. Amen. That means it was not just for me, but it was for you, for your children, all that believe, amen, and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So rise again and live with him, amen. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Be encouraged on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, evangelist, give me reverence and give God our praise. Glory and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I just thank God because in spite of everything that's going on around me and to me and everything, I'm just mindful that God, he has never forgotten me. He has never forgotten my family, my friends, you know, and I definitely don't want to forget his mercy and his grace. So this is my song for him today. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Amen. Hallelujah. I will never forget. Amen.
About it.
Yes.
I have a big shout out today for God for taking us to Alexandria, bringing us back safely. My mom had a really good report. They didn't find nothing, really. No ulcer, no cancer, no tumor. And I just praise and I thank God for that. I just praise and thank God for that. I have to work on something else. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a
thank you, Lord. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Yes.
What a mighty, mighty God we serve. We have to be careful that we are serving the hallelujah, the Almighty God, our Father. Amen. The hallelujah, the God that provides another creator of this universe, because people are serving man as God. We serve a mighty God, Almighty God of ours. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. What a testimony on today. When we're looking, just how we go, we begin to square ourselves looking for something and hoping to find something. God said, it ain't that. I'm doing a new thing in this season. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Glory to the name of the show. Glory. Hallelujah. Give it God our praise. Glory and honor. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Becky. Go ahead, Becky.
Oh, Becky, go ahead, Becky. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for seeing me through the day.
Yes, Lord.
I had a friend to go out on. Her cancer's in full stage. It kind of got me hurting, but you know, I got to pray and keep the faith.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. And I thank God every day that I feel good. I don't have no pain, no aching.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We pray God continue to strengthen you. Amen. Through this walk, through this journey, Lord. But it is not, hallelujah, it's already done. Amen. Just stand in that place of believing and trusting God for the miracle right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I'll share this with you all, my friend. So her daughters had called her and they had told her that the doctor had called her and she gave the phone to her daughter. She said, I don't want to hear. Don't tell me nothing. She'd already been through enough already. And she just wasn't ready to hear what the doctors had to say. And so they told the mother what was going on with her. The doctors told the daughters what was going on with the mother. And so weeks had passed and everything. And I talked. She called me immediately and she said, they're on the phone with the doctor. I don't want to hear what they have to say right now. I told them, don't tell me nothing. And so she had a party. We went to her birthday and she whispered in my ear what she thought it was. And I said, we come against that right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so by that, she started to feel ill during that time while I was there. We began to pray. I mean, she literally looked like she was fading out. But we thank God prayer is important. And so we began to pray. And I tell you, she was restored and renewed right there. So she came over a few days later. Had her daughters. They didn't just come over. They came believing. Amen. And well, because they came believing, they were already sent to receive the miracle that God was about to do in that family, in that woman of God. So when they arrived to my house, we had deliverance service. Amen. The Holy Spirit was already present. They came believing to receive. Amen. They did not leave until they received what they came for. So when her faith broke to receive, because it's one thing to say you believe, but it's another thing to really believe, because your actions are going to show it. You're going to be able to rest and know that God has you. Amen. And if God be for you, who can be against you? So then what happened was when her faith broke and she started to receive, she was prostrate on the floor. And when they said that the cancer was aggressive and that it was massive and they need to go in right away, amen. So let me see what God did. When she went back and they went in, all they could see was a pin drop.
What?
I'm saying the size of a pin, the top of the size of a pin, the tip of a pin. That's what they saw. What they saw before was massive and growing cancer. But when they went back in, it was nothing but the top of a pin. I'm talking about, you know how small that is? She had to have two treatments. Look at God. Glory to God. Be encouraged on today. trust God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and let God lead. And get out of the way. Get out of the way and trust God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, my sister. We love you. We thank God for you. You are not in this by yourself. We thank God for you. Go ahead and just and shout. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon, evening, ladies. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning because he didn't have to, but he did. And I'm so glad
he did.
I want to thank the Lord for breathing his lungs of mine this morning. In spite of what I go through, I'm still going to pray and praise and cry and everything else. I thank him for my family. I thank him not on the streets. I thank him for my health. I thank him for all I am so grateful. I am grateful, I just thank him. I thank him for my family. We all here. No problem. We all here today. I thank you.
Amen.
And Rissa, I say she's doing a lot better. I thank you for my daughter's getting healed down in Dallas with the, we ain't going to claim COVID, but she just had the symptoms. So I just thank him. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to
God. Amen. Glory to God. You sound like you believe. You sound like you have the... Amen. Of those in heaven and of those on earth, and those under the earth, amen, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And hallelujah to the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the book of Philippians 2:9-11, you can verify for yourself. I came to witness today, amen, to confess that Jesus is Lord is a deliberate act of faith. And it helps you remember that only he is Lord over every area of our life. And no one or anything else. See, the name of Jesus should cause every area of our heart to bow down to him as Lord. Amen. We, hallelujah, use our free will to determine which way we will go. See, our way of God's way. See, declaring him to be Lord over our lives is submitting our will to God. Amen. It's saying, not my will, but your will be done, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, we proclaim that before the Lord, our way will begin to line up with God's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Let thy will be done for the God. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, be Lord over every area of my life. And then name those areas specifically where you feel you are struggling, that you have a struggle with. Completely surrender over to Jesus today. If you're not sure about what those areas are, ask him right now. Say, Lord, is there any part of my heart or life that I have not fully surrendered to you? If there is, he will show you. But he will not push his way in you. Amen. He wants to be invited. Amen. See, God wants to share himself with you, but you must be open to sharing every part of your being with him. Will you do it? Will you do it? Will you do it? See, there are many areas in our life, in my life, where we especially, and I need, and we need Jesus to be Lord. So the prayer should be, Jesus, I pray that you will be Lord over our thoughts, our emotions, our finances, our day, our marriage, our relationship, our work, our future, our personal habits, our attitudes, our dreams, our careers, our mind, our recreation, our body, our health habits, our fears, our time, our children, our plans, our giving, our spending, our decisions, our words, and our ministry, and whatever it is that you need from him. Go ahead and ask in the name of Jesus Christ. We acknowledge Jesus as Lord over your life takes only a few moments each day, but the effects of doing so are enormous and far-reaching. Amen. See, when you proclaim Jesus to be Lord over your finances, he will bless them. Amen. When you declare Jesus to be Lord over your personal habits, he will help you to, hallelujah, hallelujah, to better resist the bad. Amen. Unhealthy, destructive, or less than beneficial behaviors for your life. Amen. See, when you invite him in, to be Lord over your relationships, you will find good ones growing stronger and bad influences eventually disappear. Amen. See, all this is simply the effect of having more of Jesus in your life. And who doesn't need that? I don't know about you, but I do. And I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. See, every day declare Jesus to be Lord over every area of your life. Instruct your heart to not bow before anyone or anything else but the Lord of your life. Amen. Hallelujah, let us pray, Father God. We thank you. Jesus, we invite you to be Lord over every area of our life today. Especially, hallelujah, in the name, especially, oh God, our finance, our health, and our strength, oh God, our peace, our joy, and our happiness, Father God, and your protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us especially pray, y'all, that, hallelujah, that Jesus would be Lord over, hallelujah, of our life, our spiritual life right now, that we will grow stronger in Christ right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and just trust in God and stand right now. Hallelujah. I submit those areas of our life to you, Father God. We submit those areas of our life to you right now, and we ask you to reign in them in every way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want you to be in control and not us, oh God. Just as your disciples recognize that you are Lord, so do we acknowledge that you are our Lord and over all. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us to love love you as our Lord and Savior, and with all our hearts and with all our souls, all our minds, just as you commanded in your word in Matthew 22 and 37. Help us to trust you, Lord, hallelujah, in everything that is in us, oh God, and not to try to figure out life on our own, amen. According to Proverbs 3 and 5, oh God, Jesus, you once questioned why people called you Lord, and yet didn't, hallelujah, but yet didn't do what you asked them to do. According to the book of Luke 6 and 46, help us to always show evidence of your lordship in our lives, oh God, by living in obedience to your ways and laws, amen. My Lord, have your way. Be Lord over our mind right now, over our thoughts, our attitude and emotions. Be Lord over our work, our finances, our giving and spending. Be Lord over the way we use our time, hallelujah. Be Lord over our relationships, our marriages, oh God, and our children, oh God. Be Lord over our plans and decisions, our career and mission. Be Lord over our health and habits and the words that we speak, oh Lord. Be Lord over our dreams, fears, and future, oh God. We proclaim your Lord, oh God, you to be our Lord over our life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. You know, as I pray this prayer today, asking Jesus to be Lord over our mind and thoughts, you all. I got a message and a voice message. I didn't pick the call this morning. I was resting a bit. And I got a message, a young man that's in my play. He's older than I am, so I say young man because I consider him to be young. I say, man, and the message was is that his wife has shot herself in the head, and she's no longer with us. So, y'all, we have to pray. We have to plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds and make sure that we're checking on one another and praying for one another, because you never know what someone is going through. They may put on a good front and laughing and joking around and seem like they got it all together. They may be driving a nice car, living in a nice neighborhood, and have the money to buy all that they could ever dream or ask for. But on the inside, they are broken. So it is my prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will fix that it's broken in the life of his children and mend the tear in our souls right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds right now. And I come against every attack of the enemy on our minds and our thoughts right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare that we are victorious over our faults right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to share these scriptures with you all before we wrap up here. Word power. In the book of Romans chapter 14, verse 8, it says, if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And in the book of 1 Corinthians 12 and 3, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. I share with you the book of John chapter 13, verse 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. May God bless you all today. May God bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. You all be encouraged on today. Remember, Jesus is Lord. God loves you. God loves you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you have to believe that so that you can receive that. Amen. God bless you at this time. You all want to share with you tonight at 7. We have our Bible study. If you can't join us here at the 845 number, you all, that would be great. We thank God for you. The 845-277-9213 number. Amen. At 7 p.m., which is about 30 minutes after the show. And then 12 midnight, we're still in prayer for the month of May, May 1st through May 31st. So if you can join us at midnight tonight, check your timer and join us. We'll be glad to have you to come and touch and agree. Amen. I know it's a challenge for some, but hey, life is that. Amen. A challenge, because the enemy is always busy. Always busy going to and fro, but guess what God is too. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. I bless you all here to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together that we're saved. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Know that we're praying for you here on the shop and the Gospel Public Ministries. And we just thank God for what God is doing in this season. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,